오늘 여러분이 그 앞에 그 들은 그
The scripture
말씀은
you read
전도서
today is
3장
verse
11절 말씀이었고요.
11 of chapter
제목은
3 in
영이라는
Ecclesiastes,
제목입니다.
and the topic is spirit.
여러분이 교회를 오시기까지는
You probably had something
마음에
you were thinking
찾는 것이
in your
있으실
heart
것입니다.
that
그것을
brought you to
찾아서
church.
꼭
You may not have
교회를
come to church at
처음부터 오신
first to
것이
seek this
아니라
something.
다른 곳도
Instead,
아마
you might have sought
방문했다가
it elsewhere
찾지
first,
못하고
but
교회 들어오신
eventually came
분도
to
계실
church
겁니다.
because you couldn't find it there.
제가 아는 분 중에는 병을 고침받기 위해서
A person I
병원을
knew used to go to the
다니다가
hospitals to get treatment
절에까지
for their
갔었다가
illness and
도움을
then to
받지
the Buddhist
못하고 교회로 오신
temple,
분도
but couldn't
계셨습니다.
receive any help and
또
eventually came to church.
사업이 실패해서
Others also came to church
절망 가운데
because they
있다가
became poor in heart
마음이
after their business
가난해져서
failed
교회로
and
오신
they were
분도
left in
있었습니다.
despair.
교회 오는
In
이유는
this
여러
way, there are
가지지만은
many reasons that bring people to
우리가
church,
교회에서
but the one
만나야
we
될
must
분은
meet at church
하나님이십니다.
is God.
바로
It is
우리의 하나님이신
to
예수
meet Jesus
그리스도
Christ,
그분을
who
만나는
is
겁니다.
truly our God.
그리고 그분을 통해서
And
우리가
what we
얻으려고 하는
seek to
것은요.
obtain through Him
오늘 제목과 관련이
is
있습니다. 오늘
related
제목이
to today's topic.
영이었죠?
The topic for
영.
today is spirit.
영이란
What
무엇일까요?
is spirit?
우리가 신앙생활은 영적
Our faith life
생활이다라고도
is also
얘기하지만요.
called the spiritual life.
Jesus
Jesus
말씀하실
said,
때내
My words
말이
are
곧
spirit
영이요
and they
생명이다
are
이렇게도
life.
말씀하셨어요. 또 우리
It is also
사람의
said that we
영혼이
humans
있다 이렇게 또
have a
말을 합니다.
spirit.
이렇게 영이라는
We
얘기를
hear
교회
a
오면
lot
많이
about
듣게
the spirit
되는데요.
at church.
영이란
But
무엇일까요?
what is spirit? It
영원한 존재를
refers
말합니다.
to an eternal being,
영원한
an
존재.
eternal being.
여러분이 이것저것
You might have
찾아서
been to many
많은 곳을
places
다녔을
seeking something,
지라도 그곳에서 얻을
and
수 있는
you could
것들이 있을
have
겁니다.
gained
그러나
some things there. However,
여러분이 여기
what
교회
you
와서
should
얻으셔야 될
obtain here
것은요,
at church
영원한
is the
것입니다.
everlasting.
만약에
If
여러분이
you have been seeking
사업의
the
성공을
success of your
위해서
business at different
찾아다니다가
places
교회까지
and came
오셨다면
to church
사실
as a
여기서
research,
실망할
you
수도
might
있습니다.
end up disappointed.
혹은 또
You may
절에 가서
gain more
오히려
support at the Buddhist
도움을 얻을 수도
temple in
있습니다.
the case.
그러나
However,
영원한 것을 얻는 데는
you will
실패할 겁니다.
fail in achieving
여러분
what is
교회에
eternal.
오셔가지고
What you
얻으셔야
can
될
get at
것은
church
영원한
is
것입니다.
eternal.
여러분은
Some of you
어쩌면
might
세상에
have
1년 동안에
thought,
7, 8,
if I
10년
live for
살다가
70
죽으면
or 80 years and
그만이다라고
then
생각하실지도
die, that's
모릅니다.
it. During your time in this
우리의
world,
이
our
몸이 7,
flesh
80년
does
있으면은
deteriorate after 70
노쇠하고
or 80
또 죽고
years,
나면
and after
힘으로
death,
사라지고
it
맙니다.
disappears into
뭐
dust.
그런 것만
If we
보면은
consider
사람이
that,
영원한
it's
존재라는
hard to
생각이
think
들지
that
않습니다.
humans are eternal beings.
그런데
However,
이상한 점이
there
있습니다.
is something
우리
peculiar.
마음속에는
In our
자꾸
hearts,
영원한
there
것을
is this
바라는
desire
그러한
that
마음이
endlessly seeks
존재합니다.
the everlasting.
예를
For
들면은
example,
남녀가 데이트를 할 때요.
there's a couple dating and
자기
one of
나
them asks
사랑해?
the other, Do you
사랑해?
love me? And the person answers,
영원히
Yes, I
사랑해?
do. Will you love me
뭐 이런
forever?
질문을 한단 말이죠.
People like to ask these questions.
영원한
They
사랑을 받고
seek
싶어 합니다.
everlasting love. So,
그러면 영원한 사랑을 줄
are
수
we able to
있습니까?
give them eternal love?
줄 수가 없죠.
No, we can't
왜냐면은
because
나도
we
죽는데요.
also die.
어떻게
So
영원한
how can
사랑을
we
남에게
love
줄 수가
others
있겠어요?
forever? Yet just
그렇지만은
to please the
그
other
사람의 마음을
person,
만족시키기
people
위해서
tend to lie,
나는
saying,
당신을
Yes, I
영원히
will
사랑할
love you
거야라고
forever.
또 거짓말을
And the
합니다.
person is
그러면 그
happy
말을
to
듣고
hear that.
비록
They will be
그것이
loved
사실이 아닐지라도
forever,
기분이
even if that
좋습니다.
is actually not
당신이 나를
true.
영원히
But not
사랑한다니까.
long later,
그러나
those
이러한
pleasant words
위로도 얼마 지나지
turn
않아서
out
다 허구였다는
not to
것이
be true.
밝혀집니다. 왜 사람은
Why do
이렇게
people seek
허구인 것을
eternal love
알면서도
even
영원한
though they
사랑을,
know it
사랑을
can't be
가지려고
true?
하는 걸까요? 어떤
No
사람도
person
자기야,
ever says to their
나를
loved
3년만
one, honey, I want
사랑해줘라고
you to love
그렇게
me for
바라지
three
않습니다.
years.
영원히 사랑해주길
Everyone wants
바라죠.
to be loved
또,
forever.
행복.
Another
여러분 행복을
thing is
찾으시죠?
happiness. Do you seek
3년만
happiness?
행복하고
Does
싶으신
any
분
of you want to
계십니까?
be happy for just 3 years?
5년만
Or
행복하고
for only
싶으십니까?
5 years?
여러분이
How
이
long
세상에서
do you
얼마나
think
살
you
수
will live in this world?
예를 들어,
For instance, let's say you have another 30 years left to live.
그렇다고 여러분이,
If so to say,
아,
I only want to be happy for 30 years, you would probably want to be happy
이상하죠?
forever. Isn't it strange? Actually, our flesh doesn't seek eternal things.
예를
For example,
들면,
you missed your meal and you are very
고픕니다.
hungry. We Christians do what is called a fast. If we fast, we might not eat any food for 3 days, for example. Then, we will be full of thoughts about food while fasting. Food constantly occupies our thoughts. But as soon as the fast ends,
이 금식 기간이 딱
끝나면 we can eat whatever we want.
먹고 싶은 걸 먹게 됩니다. 그러면
we might think we can eat a lot after fasting, but actually after a bowl of porridge, all those thoughts of wanting food will instantly disappear. We can't even eat that much as well. The desire simply vanishes. This holds for other things too. When I was enduring the cold while on central duty at the 38th parade during the winter, it was unbearably freezing. While I was on duty, I desperately wanted to go indoors and take a bath in hot water. But that desperate urge instantly disappeared once I took a shower in the barracks after I finished my duty. I couldn't even remember how I felt before. This holds for all the desires of man. In this way, the wants and the desires of our flesh come and go, but why are we still longing for everlasting love? We want everlasting happiness and everlasting joy. It is very strange. What does this tell us? It tells us that there is an eternal being within us. The flesh does what eternal is. It is the eternal being within us that desires everlasting love. It is the eternal being within us that desires everlasting happiness. Our bodies will live for 70 years or 80 years and they fade away. However, within me is the eternal me, and that is called the spirit. The Bible writes about this. God formed man from the dust, and the man was able to breathe, see with his eyes, speak in food, and move out. Then God breathed a spirit into the man. God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. In other words, the man became an eternally living being. He became an eternal being. Thus, we are eternal beings. All the people on this earth are eternal beings. And that's where the problem lies. The flesh is not everlasting, but within us is the eternal being. But the two are very different from each other. The flesh can be seen. Our flesh can be touched. We can sense our flesh through our sensory organs. But our spirit cannot be sensed. We can't recognize it. This is the problem. Since our spirit can't be seen with our eyes, it gets ignored. We treat it as though it doesn't exist. But there is a bigger problem. It is that our spirit is our true self. And spirit is eternal, but the flesh, which acts like my true self, actually bears the responsibility and departs. We sin with our flesh. Afterwards, the flesh dies. We get many things done through our flesh on the earth, but then it disappears. So, who bears the responsibility for everything done? It is our spirit which remains that has to bear everything. God's interest in what happens to the spirit. The matter that needs to be dealt with by coming to church is that of the spirit. I don't know what your first impression of God is. But God is not someone who takes things away from us. God lacks nothing. He is not begging you to serve him. He is not lacking that he needs you to do something for him. Instead, God is the one giving you breath even at this moment. He is the one causing your heart to beat. When we were born, none of us planned as to how we will get our hearts beating. None of us is training ourselves to get our hearts beating either. We don't know why, but our hearts have been beating since the day we were born. Our hearts continue to beat even when we are asleep. Some muscles require us to move to activate them, but others move on their own even while we are asleep. That is the way God made us. Therefore, it is us who need God. God does not need us. Before even we knew it, God has been providing us with many things. For the flesh, He's given a heart, breath, the sun, wind, and rain. However, that's not all. He wants to give us something far better than them. What God wants to give us is everlasting. God wants to give us what He has. But think about that. God is eternal. And even if He were to give us the everlasting things He has, humans is unable to receive them. We will only be able to keep them for about 70 years or so, for our flesh will perish. Therefore, the only recipient that can receive the things of God is our spirit. The which God desires to give you is everlasting, but it is not your flesh He gives, but your spirit. The problem is that our spirit is in and because of that, you have lived without any awareness of His existence. And another thing, you are not the only spiritual being. In this world, there are many spiritual beings. Man isn't the only spiritual being. There are countless spiritual beings invisible to the eye. We have all heard stories of strange, mysterious events happening in the world. We might have thought of them as strange and not paid attention to them. However, many of those strange phenomena are caused by spiritual beings. For example, people talk about things like reincarnation and die. Recently, I watched something interesting on TV. A child drew a picture and the picture was quite scary. He drew someone hurting another person with an axe. He was only about 5 years old. His parents were very concerned and thought it was very strange. The child told them that he was a particular person that lived in such and such village, and he said he died in the manor, so they searched according to the description made by the child. And incredibly, they found the village of the name and the house he described. They looked into the family who lived in that house and found out that the son had gone missing. When the child saw somebody walking past in the village, he said, "You are my neighbor and you kill me." It's astonishing and scary. Then the boy said, "You buried me at such and such place." The people investigating searched the place the child mentioned and really found the person's body buried. This is a true story that happened in Iran in the Middle East. It's a true story. So people believed that the child has been reincarnated. However, if you look at the spiritual principles found in the Bible, it's a very simple explanation. The boy was not reincarnated, nor was the dead man. It is written in the Bible that when a person dies in such a manner, he becomes a demon. Not everyone becomes a demon. Only spirits who haven't been saved, who have been forgiven of their sins, do. These demons wander around in the world and they go into the people until their time is up. Until their appointed time is up, they go into people, torment them, and even sometimes display their attributes in those people. Hence the demon that had been murdered entered that boy, and then it manifested itself in the boy. We who believe in Jesus, especially many members of our church, know about the spiritual world in more depth than other churches. Through the teaching of Seongnak Church, we have had many such experiences. As a result, we commonly experience this phenomena in our daily lives. However, to those who are unaware, it appears marvelous and mysterious. As such, spiritual beings are the fictional. They actually exist. But the problem is, we cannot live without being in contact with those spirits. We are constantly in contact with them. Although they are unseen, in even this place right now, let's say how many spiritual beings are there. For example, if there are 50 people here, there might be around 400 spiritual beings. That's just an example to give you an idea. To such extent, there are many other spiritual beings that cannot be seen. They are active, bringing disasters upon people, causing strange events, and repeatedly making unwanted things happen to us. Strangely, the same accident occurs over and over again, or there might be a hereditary disease in the family. One's father might have died of liver cancer, and the son gets liver cancer too. These things happen as the result of the activities of these spiritual beings. Hence, if we are in constant contact with these spiritual beings, that's just saying in our country, like father, like son. You have heard this, right? In the same way, we can say, like demon, like man. Which spirit am I repeatedly interacting with? Which spirit is around me? According to this, I will be directly influenced by that spirit. If you are in contact with a demon that had cancer, it is easy for you to develop cancer also. Or if a demon died in a fire, and you are acquainted with the demon, you may keep coughing, have fears of fire, or even experience fires. These kind of things can happen among all these spiritual beings. What our God is trying to give us through His Son Jesus Christ is not curses or calamities, but the good things He has.
하나님이 갖고 계신 좋은 것들을 우리에게 주려는 거예요.
The first of them is eternal life. God wants to give us the everlasting life He has. This is what we accept. Next, God desires to give us all the beautiful authority and power He possesses. Furthermore, God has prepared heaven for us and He wants to take us there. That's why we believe in Jesus. That's why we come to church from now on. As you start your faith life at church, if you come here seeking not the eternal, but only the transient things that will soon disappear, you will end up disappointed. Then you may think, there isn't what I'm looking for here, and go elsewhere. Perhaps you might turn to Islam, Buddhism, or even become an atheist. However, if you're seeking eternal things, you are at the right place. What you should look for here at church is something everlasting. Even if your business succeeds, if that doesn't last forever, it will only profit you for a short time. Remember, what you should seek by receiving God's help as church is something eternal. It is everlasting. Those who seek the eternal will find what they have been looking for here. The kingdom that our God has built is an eternal kingdom. Our country, South Korea, is a great country, but the kingdom God wants to give us is an everlasting kingdom. Jesus is already there and wants to take us there. I bless you in Jesus' name, and you will have real awareness that you are a spiritual being and thus find what is everlasting. We are not seeking something that lasts only a short time and then disappears. What are we looking for? We are looking for the everlasting. The which is everlasting is what you must find in church. If you are looking for anything other than what is eternal, you will inevitably be disappointed. Instead, if you are ready to sacrifice the transient things that profit you only short time in order to receive something everlasting, you will gain something precious. Can you give up the fleeting things for what is everlasting? If so, you will be able to meet God. But if you are still unable to give them up, saying, I can't let go of these things, I can't let go of the next 20 years before me, then it will be hard to meet God. I really hope you will meet God. For that, you need to be ready in your heart to give up the short-lived things to gain the eternal things. Otherwise, you cannot expect to meet God while idling your time away. You need to be determined. I will obtain the everlasting things even if I have to give up the transient. I will meet the eternal God, receive eternal life, enter the eternal kingdom, receive eternal blessings, enjoy eternal happiness, and have eternal joy. Then be anteased by short-lived joy to give up eternal joy. Don't give up eternal happiness by the deception of passing happiness. Don't forsake the eternal house in order to have a house that will fade away. Don't reject the one who can love you forever by listening to the words of someone who can only love for a short time. You must choose the everlasting. In Jesus' name, I bless you all to choose the everlasting. I will pray.
Father God, thank you for revealing the everlasting things to us who was thought we were like animals here for a short while and then disappear. Thank you for giving us your eternal life and your eternal blessings. Help us to understand the value of them and for our spirits to accept them. Also help us, Lord, to be the blessed souls who are able to give up the transient things before our eyes in order to gain the everlasting things. In Jesus' name we pray, Amen.